It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Nick Floyd.
Oh, it's been another huge week in the world of greyhound racing. Great to have the money man, Mick Floyd, back. And there's some big racing today as well. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Michael. You're right. On the back of the $1 million chase last Friday night, a very successful night up in Sydney. We're all eyes on Victoria now as we're heading towards our version of the Spring Carnival, culminating on Melbourne Cup Day, of course. And the great chase is the Group 3 race, a very good race this afternoon at the Meadows.
And it's got a great history as well, as it's raised a lot of money for community groups over the last, 17 years, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yeah. Over 650,000 in donations have been made in that time, and there's another 24,000 for a number of groups, another 24,000 up for grabs, I should say, for a number of groups this afternoon. So it is a fantastic series and a great way to connect with the community.
All right, we'll find us the winner.
Yeah, it's a really good race. Of course, Simon Told Helen and Who Told Stevie came through this race last year. This year, I think we'll see a number of these dogs over the next 6 to 12 months really go on and stand themselves as leading greyhounds in the country. Sovereign Wind was the fastest qualifier, very, very quick dog. It's drawn box number 4. It opened its favourite. It's gotten out a little bit now. It's out from $3 out to $4.40. There's a lot of speed outside of it as well. Boxes 4, 5 and 6 should be the early leaders. Dr. Tucker in 5. He's a very, very fast greyhound. Earned the answers as well. Broke 5 seconds to the first mark. I actually like the two dogs on the inside. Equalizer's come up with the red. It has been a big server. $4 it opens into $3.30. Jason Thompson has been quoted as saying he's the fastest dog in the kennel, which is as big a rap as you'll hear. It can be a little bit hit and miss at box rise, though, so I'm leaning towards two Japara, another greyhound that's shown good early speed. Is 2 from 2 at the track, around about $4.40. Looks a good price for mine. That's number 2, Japara.
All right, and gee whiz, it's a huge week in Geelong. Not only are the Catters in the grand final, Geelong Cup Day today in the World of Gallops, and Geelong Cup and the Greyhounds on Friday.
Yeah, it's a massive night down there at Geelong, and it's a fantastic final, befitting, as you said, what will be a very big week in Geelong. Now, this final is worthy of a Group 1 race anywhere in the country. Four of the biggest names in Victorian greyhound racing have made the final. Simon Told Helen, Shimmer Shine, Tigalong Tong, Catch the Thief, all through to the final, and not surprising, there's not much between them in the market. Catch the Thief was the one that I think will take a lot of improvement out of the heap. He was dreadful at the start. He just slipped straight up the boxes, fell out last, and was an enormous run. His overall time was very good considering he made such a hash of that start. He's come with box 6, which is a little bit awkward, but with that early speed he's shown and a $4.20 price, looks pretty good. Shimmer Shine's drawn the 2. He will be the obvious favourite. I expect him to start favourite on the night. If you're looking for a bit more value, though, number 1, Gladioli Bale, is a very, very quick greyhound early. Certainly can't run the time of those other greyhounds, but with that early speed and the potential for a little bit of hustle and bustle at first turn, there's every chance that she'll get a breakthrough. And it's $51 she opens. She's into 31 now. Does look a pretty good each-way chance. But if you're looking for a winner, I think Catch the Thief is the one to beat there from box number 6.
All right. Is that the best of the weekend, or where do we go for that?
We'll go to Sandown Park tomorrow night for the best of the week. Race 1, number 1, Aston Skylar, does look pretty well drawn there. There's a couple of others to keep an eye on at Sandown tomorrow night, particularly race 11 at number 4, People Get Ready. I put a story together yesterday on some young up-and-coming greyhounds to keep an eye on heading towards the Cup. It's on the RSN website now. This greyhound had its first start at Sandown on Sunday afternoon, went 29.31 running splits. Is certainly capable of winning the Melbourne Cup. It's only had the 6 starts, trained by Ned McDonald, a 19-year-old who's just finding his feet in the game, and look, he stumbled on a good one there. Race 11, number 4, People Get Ready. It will be short, but will be very hard to beat.
Good on you, Mickey. Enjoy the week.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.